So you may have caught the president's news conference on Friday. I'm way ahead of the Edward Snowden leaks, he said in his first news conference since the NSA fiasco broke. Way out ahead in reviewing and debating U.S. domestic surveillance policies, he told the world. And while he would not call Mr. Snowden a patriot, President Obama did say that NSA security officials are protecting us all.
The men and women of our intelligence community work every single day to keep us safe because they love this country and believe in our values. They're patriots. And I believe that those who have lawfully raised their voices on behalf of privacy and civil liberties are also patriots who love our country and want it to live up to our highest ideals.
But perhaps the administration would rather have more of those patriotic men and women of our intelligence community written into software. A day before the president's news conference, NSA Director General Keith Alexander announced that his organization planned to reduce the number of systems administrators, a position previously held by leaker Edward Snowden, by up to 90% through automation. There are currently 1,000 system administrators working for the NSA. 900 of them become robots. With me is Noah Shachtman, foreign policy executive editor for News and fellow at the Brookings Institution. Noah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Can you turn 900 system administrators into robots, into software?
Myself, no, not personally. But the NSA might over time. It'll probably take 5-10 years. The idea, is that the NSA, like the rest of the intelligence community, has a bunch of balkanized networks, networks that grew up sort of organically, this little unit here, this other little unit there, and they need these system administrators to kind of tie it all together. And so the idea is if you sort of go to one consolidated network, that there might be a need for fewer of these guys.
All right. So that basically just says you need less maintenance because the system isn't all patched together, as you're describing. But I'm wondering if there is a core technological question here regarding, you know, intelligence analysis of the scale of data that the NSA can see. Can you automate something like that?
That's a really good question. I think it's easier to automate now than it was 5 or 10 years ago, and it'll probably be easier still in another 5 or 10 years, but you're never going to do away with these guys. That's a bit of a fantasy. And that's why Alexander is proposing a 90% reduction, not 100% reduction.
All right. So, yes, obviously the mission here, and, you know, we don't want to get too much into the mind of General Keith Alexander, but clearly there seems to be some sort of effort to prevent future leakers, future Snowdens, by narrowing the number of people who might become leakers, reducing the numbers. But I'm wondering if there's a technological sort of security concern in that you could launch investigations against people that were generated by word searches within software exclusively that could come up with sentences or bits of sentences that could go a long way down the road to actually getting people in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. You know, you can't entirely trust this up to software. It's got to be a collaboration between algorithms and good old-fashioned flesh-and-blood creatures. I think the other thing just to note is that there's sort of this waxing and waning about how much information to share. You know, that's something that happens over the course of years. So after 9/11, within the intelligence community, within the military, everybody was like, oh, my God, we didn't share enough information. We've got to share everything. And now there's this sort of counter push after Manning and Snowden, like, oh, my God, we're sharing too much information. Let's restrict things until the next big attack when everyone decides that we didn't share enough information in the first place.
There's another irony here as well. If you reduce to only about 100 systems administrators, each individual administrator suddenly carries a much higher value of data because it's more concentrated in those individuals. They have, in a sense, a greater incentive to leak.
Right, and they're better greater targets for counterintelligence.
I wish you'd said no. You're completely wrong there, John. But instead, you said right. See, I don't like that. That makes me very nervous.
I'm sorry. I'll never agree with you again. Okay. hey, look. The other thing is, it's not just these sysadmins that you know have the ability to leak, right? And you know, the intelligence community employs tens of thousands of people, tens of thousands of more contractors, and each one of them is a potential leak target. Okay, it's not just the sysadmins.
So ultimately, you view this as kind of a tweak.
I think this is part of an overall push that Alexander's been on for many years, long before Manning and long before Snowden, to gather up the intelligence community and the military's network into as much of a single pile as they can, as he can, and to have that information be lorded over by Keith Alexander or his successor. In many ways, Keith Alexander is kind of like a Google executive. He wants to touch as much information as possible in as many different places as possible, and then be in charge of how that information is accessible or not to the military and intelligence communities.
Noah Schachtman is the executive editor for News at Foreign Policy and a fellow at the Brookings Institution. Noah, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, in response to court orders to participate in the government surveillance on customers, some email providers, like the one used by Edward Snowden, have shut down their operations rather than share their encryption with the government. The president of secure email provider Silent Circle joins us next. He's had some problems in precisely that same way, and he's not happy about it. Stay with us.